Now the news. I'm Shane Bigham. Premier Li Cheng's reaffirmed China's commitment to construct a well-regulated, open, and resilient capital market. During a state council meeting on Monday, Premier Li emphasized the important efforts to accelerate capital market reforms. These efforts include implementing delisting policies for the equity market, encouraging more listed firms to pay dividends, and ensuring full protection for retail investors in the market. Guangdong's relocated 110,000 residents after continuous heavy rainfall hit many parts of the province in recent days. The main stream of the Beijing River is flooded, with several monitoring stations reporting water levels surpassing the alert threshold. Guangdong has suffered from heavy downpours from April 16th. So far, all railway services impacted by heavy rainfall in Guangdong have resumed. Heavy rains and rainstorms are forecast at parts of Fujian, Guangdong, and Guangxi in South China through Tuesday. Omar Khan has more.
The past 4 to 5 days have seen severe thunderstorms, downpours, which have all led to mudslides, waterlogging, and debris filling up areas in the streets. The skies were clear here in Guangzhou. Rain continued in northern parts of the province in Shaoguan. That's where a lot of that happened. But other parts as well, you look at Huizhou in eastern parts of Guangdong province, the weather system moved in that direction, affecting that coastal city. But according to officials, this is the final day of this sort of weather system that has affected Guangdong. We're expecting in 2 to 3 days' time, more rain will come here in southern China.
The seventh meeting of the China-Cambodia Intergovernmental Coordination Committee has taken place in Phnom Penh. The two sides signed documents to contribute to the development of their infrastructure and agriculture sectors. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi and Cambodian Deputy Prime Minister Sun Chantal co-chaired the meeting. On Sunday, Wang Yi met with the Cambodian Foreign Minister. Wang reiterated China's willingness to work with Cambodia to strengthen cooperation. He said the two nations should promote people-to-people exchanges and jointly combat illegal activities such as online gambling and telecommunications fraud. Sok Chanda Sapia said Cambodia adheres to the One China policy and welcomes more Chinese companies to invest in the country. Wang Yi also met with King Norodom Sihamoni. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken will visit China from Wednesday to Friday. The visit comes at the invitation of Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi. The Israeli military has announced the resignation of its chief of intelligence for failing to prevent the October 7th Hamas attack. This makes Major General Aharon Haliva the first high-ranking official to step down after the incident. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's vowed to fight sanctions imposed on the Israeli military. It comes after reports that the U.S. is to blacklist an Israeli military unit for alleged human rights abuses against Palestinians in the West Bank. Netanyahu also pledged to intensify military crackdowns on Hamas in the coming days. The southern Gazan city of Rafah is facing near daily raids. Hamas said Israel's preventing a ceasefire agreement in the Gaza Strip. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov says Russia will take steps to ensure its security if Poland deploys nuclear weapons. Polish President Andrzej Duda said earlier that Poland's ready to host U.S. nuclear weapons in the country. Peskov said the Russian military would analyze the situation if such an action were implemented. Under the North Atlantic Treaty Organization's nuclear sharing scheme, the United States is authorized to station its nuclear armaments within the territories of member states that do not possess them. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said in October that Russia would be forced to resort to compensatory measures in response to the U.S. deployment of nuclear weapons in Europe. The Chinese Navy is hosting an open day event in Qingdao, Shandong Province to mark the 75th anniversary of its establishment, which falls on Tuesday. The public has the opportunity to board several Navy vessels during the event, which runs until Wednesday, and also communicate with Navy personnel. The vessels include missile destroyers, a missile frigate, and a submarine rescue ship. The open day event coincides with the ongoing Western Pacific Naval Symposium, a gathering of naval officials from 29 countries. Chinese automaker Chery's won approval to set up a plant in Thailand. Thai authorities say production is slated to begin in 2025. The facility is expected to produce 50,000 electric and hybrid vehicles in the first phase within 2025, and it aims to increase production to 80,000 vehicles by 2028. And that's the news. I'm Shane Bigham.